everybody. This is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net, and I'm here today with my friend Katya. Hello, Katya.
Hi, Debbie. It's really fun being here.
Yes. So we are here today for our intuitive eating video series. We are both certified intuitive eating counselors, and the topic for today is the intuitive eating stages. This is chapter 4 from the book. It's Intuitive Eating by Evelyn Triboli and Elise Resch. And I want to start by going over the stages. So the first stage is intuitive eating readiness. And this is when you hit diet bottom, you're done with dieting, and you're ready for something different. This is an important step just because it's going to get you motivated to do intuitive eating. This is your reason for doing intuitive eating. Stage 2 is exploration. This is when you're really hyper-conscious about food and your behaviors around food. So for example, you may work on hunger, and then you may think, where am I on the hunger scale? Am I too hungry? Am I not hungry enough? Do I eat now? Do I wait? And there's a lot of overanalysis in this stage, and it's called exploration because you're exploring those feelings and those sensations. Stage 3 is crystallization. This is when you're no longer food obsessed and intuitive eating practices come a lot more naturally to you. You're not an intuitive eater yet, but you're not so uncomfortable anymore. Stage 4 is the intuitive eater awakens. And this is when there's an ease to eating and it's no longer uncomfortable to be around food or to eat, that type of thing. Lastly, it's the final stage, stage 5. You trust your body and it's easy to do that. And food is actually pleasurable again. If you're part of the Intuitive Eating Community Forum, you get a, you know, you have a picture and then you have a badge underneath and they correspond to the stages. So stage 1 is IE ready, then IE explore, IE crystal, IE awake, and finally IE. And it's a nice way to let others know where you are in your IE journey. So for you, Katya, I was wondering, why do people gloss over this chapter? I've noticed that. Why do you think that is?
I know I did the same. I think it's because as you start reading the book, you become interested in how you have been affected by dieting and such, and you want to understand what intuitive eating is so that you can get on with it. And, you know, it's in a way, it's nice that this chapter is there to give you an idea that, yeah, that you're going to go through these stages, but it's not what's most important in your mind at the time of reading the book. In some ways, I bet you they sort of debated whether this chapter should be as early as it is, as 4, or way in the back, so that by the time you got the idea of what intuitive eating is generally, you would say, okay, now I understand, I'm going to go through these stages. And I think that's part of it. I mean, the first time I went back looking for some stages, because we use them as badges on the forum, I was surprised it was there. I'm going, I don't remember this. And it's sort of funny because so many of us want to have a mapped out journey. We want to know what's going to happen and such. And it's there, but it's not detailed enough or it's not specific enough, you know, because we're so used to specifics that maybe it's just like, it's there. I'll look at it when I need to.
That makes sense. I also find for my personality that I'm a I want it now kind of person. So I kind of was like chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, whatever, great. And then I wanted to start on principle 1 right away. And so that was my thing. And so I had to go back and reread it. And it helped me realize where I was in the journey when I reread that chapter.
Yeah, and another thing too is the getting into principle 1. I mean, I've noticed that people gloss over that. I mean, it seems so easy to just say, I'm not going to diet anymore. That's fine. But the principle 1 is really almost as meaty and a part of the readiness that we need. And if you don't have that, it's like, it's the basis for it. It's like trying to paint a room by just grabbing the can of paint and the brush and start going at it. You know, there's prep before it. If you don't do that, you got a big mess and it'll never look right. And so, to me, you know, the stage 1 or readiness is very important. And it's, again, people want to get out and get to it. And I understand that. But boy, when you do, you end up coming back. It's like the old game of chutes and ladders. You just right back to the beginning.
Right. Okay, so I was wondering now if you could kind of walk us through some of the stages. So how does each stage work in the intuitive eating journey? What does that look like?
Let me see. Well, stage one is readiness. This is a very important stage, and it all too often gets zipped through as people want to get into the doing. This is the preparation stage, the basis for why one does intuitive eating. Without this insight or reminder, and I mean reminder, it's way too easy to turn your efforts into the hunger fullness diet, which means following rules and diet mentality. Stage two is exploration. I liked how you said that. You know, you really are out there trying to understand and look at things and see, you know, get your footing going. But the best hint that I can make here is to make it as fun as possible. We're so used to forcing ourselves and making ourselves do this and that. But if you can find ways to make it fun or more interesting to you, is fun. Yeah, that's better. And curiosity wins over pushing yourself. Gentle patience and sympathy for oneself is best thing. Crystallization, it's third stage. This stage is so full of activity that it's now becoming second nature, and it's generally one that's well into it before you realize you're there. When we suggest that they're probably in crystallization, they're going, am I really there? Well, it's that way. Stage four, the rules of food and eating have long gone away, and body issues are able to be seen and dealt with more. You know, you're comfortable with your eating, and you know what you're doing there, but now you want to finish up the rest of it too. And this is one of the reasons that I sort of look at the stages. Like this one is where you start dealing with, what is it, principle 8, 9, and 10. They're the later, that's why they made the principles later. And stage five is nutrition and movement and choices that make your body happy. You get to the point where it's almost like, why would I ever live any other way?
Right. Yeah. So what are your personal experiences with the stages? Did you find yourself going through one faster than the other, or just any little experiences you want to share with our audience?
I fumbled a lot in my first few years of this. I mean, it took me years to really sort of probably even get into what is considered crystallization. But I think that was because I was trying to do it all solo. I was in groups, yes, but there was no really helpful person or persons that were further along that sort of said, no, just don't worry, do this, that. You know, I had no support guidance. And so with me, I was sort of all over the place with it. And I'm still working on some of the latter stages because I'm just not ready for them, or I'll do it when I get to them type of personality, you know. But you know, I really think that the worst thing what hurt me the most was not being really using stage one and maybe one and two as thoroughly as I probably could have if I'd have known to say, you know, these are don't pass them by. These are very important. And why, you know, that's what we see mostly in the forum. And that's good because we're trying to encourage them, you know, get into those. And then by the time crystallization happens, most people don't really participate in the forum anymore because they don't need it. But if there was anything with the stages, it's definitely the first one or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found for me, I'm very rigid. Like that's my personality. Like stage one is stage one, stage two is stage two. And I learned that there's like a fluidity between the stages. It's not like you're only in this stage or only in that stage. So for example, I started with honoring my hunger because I restricted food a lot. So I needed to first of all find when I'm hungry, you know, and to mm-hmm. eat. So I worked on that first. So that, as opposed to fullness, went into the crystal stage before fullness did. So fullness, I was in the exploration stage while hunger was in the crystal stage. So I learned that I could straddle two stages, and that was okay. And people may find that too.
Yeah, that's an excellent example. I mean, you know, it's not cut and dry. Mm-hmm. It's not like a mapped out, or an outline where you do state 1, 2, 3 and go down. No, it's what suits you. And sometimes you're just more interested in that, or you're more necessary for your body to do that, or whatever it is. That you have to be able, or, you know, be flexible, just and realize that's fine. That's part of the process too. It's not that you're, oh, I'm failing because I'm not doing this, 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 and this. That's diet mentality, the perfectionist in that most of us try to slip into, or diet mentality encourages.
Exactly. And I think people like me, for sure, diets are very rigid, and it suited me to go from something really rigid to something flexible. It just takes time. And that is something I had to learn while I went through the stages. I had to be flexible. It's not set in stone. There aren't certain, like you say, demarcations for each stage. It's fluid.
That's what I came to that conclusion too. And I'm a visual person. Mm-hmm. So what I would do is I would draw, try to figure it out and look at it so I could see it. That's, you know, I use analogy and I use that. And, you know, I've shared that a few times on there. And would you like me to share it too, is the bell curve. Mm-hmm. Hang on, let's get that going here. And for those that are watching, this is a bell, sort of a bell curve I've made to show myself. You can see up in the top on the far left, it's how much there's a part that says diet mentality. Well, that shows a proportion of the diet mentality to how much you're doing. The green area down here shows how much you're working with in that stage. You know, I mean, it's readiness, you're just barely getting going. There's a lot of stuff there. It's dense. You've got everything else. But as you're going into your stages, like exploration and crystallization, the efforts, the amount of effort that you're putting into it increases, of course, but it's not hard. Even though it seems harder, it's just more, there's more of it and you're getting into it. And you can see as you go further down into the right there, where you're getting into the stages of crystallization and i.e. awaken and final stages, you're doing less conscious efforts and you're getting to the point where you're doing more unconscious efforts that are just coming naturally. And you can see by the color, if you're looking at the color on the chart here, it blends. There is no one particular place. That's what, like what Debbie's talking about, is about straddling the stages. You know, it's that, and it isn't really only a one-way thing. Sometimes you double back, sometimes that. So to me, that helped me to understand that I put a lot of effort into it. There's a lot to be done at first, and then afterwards it sort of calms down and I'm just sort of there without having to push it and worry about it.
And the part that you mentioned about almost like going back and revisiting, that's huge, because some people think that if they have to go back and revisit a stage or revisit a principle, that there's failure there. But that's okay. I think everybody has this kind of this uneven journey, and it happened to me, it happens to others. And so I want people to know that it's okay.
I sort of analogize it to like traveling down the highway. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can go off an off ramp, visit that for a while, and maybe say, oh, I left my purse back of 2 off ramps. So you go back and get that. Or you decide that you don't really want to be on the highway. You want to go off on to a little country road for a while or something. I mean, it's choice. We're so used to, you know, getting in the car, driving down the interstate from point A to point B, and that's it. You know, maybe driving through a fast food on the way through, but you know, but you know, we're in charge. We can take time and tour the countryside. We can pause at a rest stop and say, you know, I need my rest. You know, you can go back and say, oh, I forgot something. I want to do that again. Or I like that. I want to go see it again. That type of thing.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And the visual is very helpful to you. So thank you for sharing both.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. I mean, this is just so much. Actually, it's hard for people maybe to believe. This is fun to go back and revisit and realize how much you've learned and how much you still can learn more too.
Yeah, it's definitely ongoing for you, for me, people who are, you know, on stage 5, it's still an ongoing journey.
I just wish we had more people that were a little further on down that would come back every so often and visit us and say, yeah, you know, this, that, because that's what encouraged me, is when I hear people, and I know that a lot of newbies are very happy to read the success stories, or when people that are there a little longer said, yeah, I've been through this, and I, You just have to do it and don't worry about it. Just have at it. You know, there's no big failure or anything.
Nice. So audience, I want to leave you with something to ponder over. So if you've skipped over this chapter or just kind of flew through it, maybe go back and read it and think about what stage you might be in, or are you straddling a few stages? Just take a moment to reflect. And Koch and I will be back for another video soon. We're going to be doing diet mentality, a very big principle with intuitive eating. So thank you so much for joining me, Katja.
Thank you for doing this, Debbie. This is fun, and I think it's going to be something that people will enjoy and can learn from. I really love doing it. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Yeah, I agree. So again, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net saying thank you and take care. Bye, everybody.